My name is Samantha Colvin. I'm the director of sales for Gemini. And tonight, what a better time to talk about goal setting, not only just because it's the new year, but because we have so many new incentives and things that are going to be coming out within the next few weeks that you guys really, if you really listen to what I'm going to show you tonight and you really take it seriously, you will be able to accomplish anything you want in this world outside of even this company. So keep that in mind, open up your brains and really try to listen to the words I'm going to tell you tonight, because it's going to really make sure that this new year is going to be the best year yet in 2020. So how to crush your goals in 2020 with less effort and more success. So I know the name can seem a little deceiving, because by no means are you not going to have to work for anything. But this call is really going to be about tonight how to utilize the brain that God gave us in order to work in synchronicity to achieve anything you want in life. So I just love this picture, but obviously we're going to set some goals tonight. We're going to have a plan and we're going to put them into action, because that's what it's all about. So tonight we were going to learn about goal setting. So really it's about the what, why, how, and when, and how to overcome distractions, because they happen all the time, you guys. I'm actually going to ask you a question in the next slide that's going to blow your mind. Then we're going to talk about changing your habits and beliefs, and then creating that motivation internally to then take action in the real world. So I'm going to actually take myself off video here so you guys can really focus on what we're going to talk about. So I have a question for you. What percentage of people do you think sets goals but doesn't achieve them? Now, I know you guys are muted, so you could kind of just put the answer in the chat of whatever you might think. So I'll give you a second to do that if you would like to take a guess. But what percentage of people set goals but don't achieve them?
4%.
So 90% of people set goals but don't achieve them. 90% don't achieve them. So that means only 10% do, right? So we're going to find out tonight about, you know, why that might be and different strategies and tactics you can take to really manifest what you want out of life and what you are here to do in this world. So now I'm going to show you a little pyramid, and this is the topics we're going to talk about in order. And as you know, the pyramid, it all works together. So everything we're going to talk about tonight is all studied for years and years. It's neuroscience based. I have a background in psychology, so I really have always, and I just like to think I'm a pretty positive person. So we're going to kind of combine that optimism, law of attraction, and our physiology to manifest and achieve our goals. So first, obviously, you have to set the goal. You have to figure out what you want to do, right? That's where it's going to start. Then we're going to talk about the strategies, tactics, and procedures to make that happen, how to turn habits every day into successful beliefs that will change your mindset, and then figuring out exactly why you want to do what we're going to talk about in the first place. So now it starts really in the brain, right? We all have one. Some decide to use it more than others, but it's about when we physiologically have all of these parts and components of our brain, and, you know, things like self-doubt, if you set a goal but you don't truly believe in yourself, I mean, all of those things are going to affect your life every day. So when you remember that it all starts with you, it kind of helps to move you forward into those next steps. So when you set goals for yourself, we're going to talk about, okay, what are those goals? Why do you even want these goals in the first place? How are you going to achieve those goals? And then setting a timeline on when you want to achieve those goals. So now with the distractions, Prissy had done a really interesting exercise when she was in the UK about distractions. Now, some of us are a little bit more ADHD like myself than others, but life, you guys, and this is going to blow your mind, your brain is constantly firing thoughts and neurons all day. So here's another question for you. How many thoughts do you think you have per day? And I'm going to give you guys a second to answer this too in the chat, because this is going to blow your mind. So how many thoughts do you think you have per day? And you guys can even shout out a couple of numbers if you like. All right, we got 10,000. Joe said 800,000, or yeah, 800,000. Wow. Not quite that many, too many to count, exactly. So on average, the average person has about 50,000 thoughts per day. Now that's just your own thoughts. That's not even including your phone going off and social media and emails and all of those other things throughout the day. So that's a lot of thoughts, you guys. So I just want to, you know, if you feel a little bit discouraged with yourself, you're having 50,000 thoughts a day. So when you go into the day and you don't have a plan, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure, right? And insanity, it's the definition of doing the same thing over and over, but not really ever changing. And that's not how you're going to grow or do more in life at all, right? All right. So now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of stuff. So now that you understand the statistics, let's figure out how we're going to get to those goals and what those goals even are, right? So now I don't want you to answer this right now necessarily, but what after this call and over the next few days, I really want you guys to think about what specific goals that you want to achieve in the next 12 months. Now that I definitely want you to include a Gemini goal in there, whether it's a new rank. I would definitely shoot for the stars. You know, don't cut yourself short. So I would start looking at those presidential levels, right? Let's hit it big. So this could also be spiritually, your health and wellness, which obviously Gemini gives you all of those things and really does also support harmony in the brain and body with homeostasis, right? So then I really want you guys to write those goals in the present tense, okay? Because when you do that, it actually changes the way your brain thinks and you start to manifest. It's almost like a fake it till you make it kind of thing, but it really does change the physiological components of your brain to start manifesting what you want out of life, which we'll talk about the law of attraction in a few minutes. So now with goals, what you want to do now here, I gave you an example of setting, let's say you want to hit presidential 1 million, right? The 1 million club. Now, if you're at star, that might seem like, okay, that's a little bit intimidating, right? Because that's a lot of loops you have to get through in order to achieve that goal. So what you really want to do, and it sounds kind of funny, you want to break your goals down to the ridiculous. I'm going to show you guys my face again. But so have a massive goal. Don't set yourself short, like I said, but then have those little wins every day that are going to make it seem more attainable, right? Even something as silly as people making their bed every morning. And it's not even silly. The brain, when you wake up first thing in the morning and you have something that you can accomplish straight off the gate, and that's why they really do enforce even in the military to wake up first thing, make your bed, right? Because that's already triggering your brain to be like, okay, I already accomplished something. Let's do the next thing. But when you go throughout the day and you just kind of, you know, you look around, maybe you got the pile of laundry in the corner. I mean, and you just kind of are hard on yourself. It's just you're literally doing yourself an injustice because physiologically you won't be able to manifest positivity in those negative self thoughts, right? So just really think about that. And then once you do have goals and you do break them down to the ridiculous, you really want to figure out, okay, am I interested? Like, why do I even have this goal in the first place? So for example, if you want to hit presidential 1 million, you know, maybe it's because like me, you grew up and, you know, on food stamps and you knew you wanted more for your family out of life and you didn't want to maybe, you know, give your children the same things that maybe you had or whatever that is for you. Then you really figure out, okay, is this something I'm going to be committed to or is this something I'm just interested in? Because if you're just interested in your goals, it's going to be that much easier to make stories and excuses when you don't really feel like doing something to meet the goal. But if you're committed to your goals, then you will continue your personal development and you won't make excuses and you'll also write them down. So that's the other part of this, you guys. When you write down your goals physically, right? I mean, not just even if you want to type them out, that's fine too. But the only way you're really going to do all these big things in life is if you have your goals written, you sit there every day and you read them, you touch them, because it really does change your brain and the way it thinks. So that's kind of your challenge throughout the next couple of days as we go into some more of these points. But I want you guys to think about what you were put on this earth to do, you know, what God's plan is for you, what your special talents are, and everything else will just kind of fall into place if you put these next couple of tactics into play as well, because you're literally working with your brain instead of against it. All right. So after that, after you have these goals, okay, what do you do next? What comes next? So you need to develop the strategies, tactics, and procedures, and also utilizing tools and resources to help you. Now, this is a big misconception. People think that they need to come up with all of this on their own, and that's not the case at all. So this is where you have mentors and leaders and other people who are already in that position, because any goal you set, there's more than likely somebody else who's already achieved it, right? Whether you want to be a movie star or a millionaire, there's other millionaires and movie stars out there that you can, and high rank earners that you can learn from. And that's why, you know, you have leadership and all of that as well. So this part, you know, utilize the tools and resources. If it's something Gemini related, we want to provide you with the personal development and the tools and the strategies and things like the Most Powerful Women event. That would be a tactic, because you're going and you're continuing your personal development, right? You're investing in your mind to help you reach that goal. So it all goes hand in hand. So the personal development portion of this is also extremely important, because you know you need to figure out what needs to happen in order to achieve this goal. So really, a Gemini related, if you have a high ranking goal or a money goal that you want to achieve, you have more than, I mean, you have all the support in the world. We are all your family, and we are all here to help get you to that next step. So I don't want this part to let you feel intimidated, because that's what's such a blessing about this company, is we have all of that support. All right, so next, let's talk about habits and beliefs. So we're going to talk about implicit beliefs and then the law of attraction. So when you have little wins every day, like I was talking about earlier with making your bed, it really does help to develop those habits, and it triggers a part in your brain that's called the implicit part of your brain. So what the implicit part of your brain, that's something like, for example, if you're with a group of people, and I do this to myself as well. I am an outgoing person, but you know, when I'm with a group of people, I love to be the life of the party. But then, you know, when I'm home by myself at night, I could, you know, question myself. Did I say too much? Did I not say enough? You know, do I really deserve success? Am I really good enough? And that self-doubt, that's called implicit beliefs. So that's what you need to start changing, right? It's not about how you act in public. It's really about when you're by yourself in your room alone, you know, what are those thoughts you're thinking? So that's why having those goals that you wrote already and reading them every day will actually, and that's why you write them in the present tense as well. I am a $1 million earner. I am, you know, whatever that goal is for you, that is where it all starts. So when you change your implicit beliefs, it physiologically changes your neurons in your brain, and then you then manifest and project the energy. And that's really what the law of attraction is about. So you physically, like literally, it's a force in your body. We're all forces of nature. You know, God created us to be able to project different energies. That's why if you're around someone negative, you could feel it, right? It's the same thing. So when you believe in yourself, it's the energy is going to also bring, the universe is going to bring those things to you as well. Okay. I love this topic. This is just so fun. What a great time to talk about this too. So then what are some things you could do? And you can create consistencies, right? Habits, create consistent habits every day. Every day I'm going to call 100 people. Every day I'm going to do a Facebook post. Every day I'm going to not leave the house without my business cards and my samples. Create that consistency, because that creates the habits and then creates the beliefs in order for you to create what we're going to talk about on the next slide, which is coherence. So what exactly is coherence? Now, if you know a lot about the law of attraction, or maybe you don't, coherence is really the main factor here. So what coherence is that's when every part of your being, your beliefs, your habits, your strategies, your tactics, your goals, they're all aligned in, and your conscious goals and desires are matched up with your unconscious and that implicit reasoning that I was talking about earlier. So like for example, your conscious desires could be, okay, I want to earn $1 million. But when I'm in my room by myself at night, those implicit beliefs are saying, no, I only really deserve to make 20,000, right? I'm vocally saying I want to make $1 million, which would be the conscious mind, right? But subconsciously, I'm thinking I'm not good enough. And that physically, so let's call the first, when I say I want to be $1 million earner, an X magnetic force. But then I'm doubting myself, that's a Y magnetic force. It literally is conflicting each other. So it's almost impossible to reach those goals, which is why 90% of people set goals but don't achieve them. So I hope that that makes sense for you, because we literally do ourselves an injustice when we have that self-doubt. But in order to change that, you need to tell yourself you're amazing every day when you wake up. Continue to read those goals every single day, touch them, make sure they're tangible, right? Just like an actor or an actress in Hollywood, those people, they have to become the role. They get the script, which you can relate to your goals, right? You have your goals written down. They have a script. They read the script every day until they have it memorized. And then they are able to basically transform into that character. And it's so believable because they were able to create the habits and beliefs and behaviors to become that role. So the same thing, that's what I want you guys to do with your goals too, is read them every day, and then it starts to manifest into your lives, right? This is fun. You're like, okay, well, how much money do we want to make? How many lives do we want to change? Okay, so I could talk about this stuff all day, you guys, because I'm very passionate about helping move people to the next level and showing you guys that you're more than enough. So next, after you have the coherence factor, let's talk about your big why. And I know in network marketing, you always hear, you know, what is your why? What is your why? But there really is a reason why we want to know your why. Because when times get tough and you start doubting yourself, you need to be able to remember why you want to do this in the first place, right? Because you're committed to those goals that you set. So really, I hope that you could see how crazy it is when you practice every day and you act. It really does start with the mind. And this, the last week has been so incredible for me, because this is something I'm working on for myself as well, is to set goals for myself and blow them out of the water. So for the leaders out there, I definitely encourage you to get with your teams and ask them what their whys are, what their goals are. And then I'm going to start a thread in Gemini University where I want you guys to put your goals so we can all help to hold each other accountable. But so like I said, the key is to set the goals first. You have to make the conscious decision once you set that goal to then be able to encompass the strategies, tactics, and processes and procedures, right, from your leaders, from the tools that we have. Because the number one mistake that people make is, like I said before, they think they have to be the ones to figure it out all on their own, and that's not the case. You have other people who want to support you and see you reach those goals. So, and then again, the habits are the things that you talk about and the things that you do every day to move you towards a constructive way. And you're not moving yourself backwards, because when you have that negative speak, you're literally moving yourself back in a destructive way compared to the goal you want to achieve. So every day when you wake up and you're like, okay, what should I do first? Think about the most important task of the day. Does that task help support the goal, your long-term goal that you want to achieve? If it doesn't, then maybe you should relook at how your day is going to be. Okay. So before we go into the special for New Year's, I just had one, I wanted to ask Colette, actually, if you don't mind, to quickly come on and share your why, because I know it is very big. So Colette, let me find you, there you are.
This is so awesome, and what a perfect time, just like you said, Samantha, on talking about this. Now, it's been my experience that this is difficult to get into. It's difficult to get into these goal-setting things, except that the new year coming, everyone is definitely looking to new year goals, new year excitement. And you know what? We're at the end of a decade. A new decade is beginning in 2 days. And that's huge, where the last 10 years went. You talked about your what, why, how, and when. You know, what is the next 12 months going to look like for you? I just want to elaborate on that. The next 12 months for all of us here on this call and all of us as members in Gemini is going to be very exciting, not only for the diligent work you put into you, which is what Samantha gave us extreme, amazing tips on. And this is philosophy. This is how our brain works. We got to do the work. We got to get into the motions. We've got to get into the actions. We've got to get into the mindset and grasping a hold of what it is that we want out of what we have here. And the next 12 months, you guys, not only for, if you can do that, if you can find a way into this system, into your own mind, getting out of your own way, our corporate team, our founder, Jay, himself is putting together stuff in the new year. He's bringing us new opportunity inside of Gemini. He's been diligently working. We've not seen him as much as normal because of this, because of what he's doing, which, you know, for myself being in this industry for only 4.5 years, and following other leaders in the industry and learning and just absorbing like a sponge, everything possible to understand this industry and what it takes to succeed, whatever level that may be for you. Samantha talked about $1 million earner. That might not be your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal might be $1,000 a month. Your ultimate goal might be just to have your products paid for. All of it's legitimate and valid. And some of us here haven't quite achieved any of what we set out to do yet, but that is not dead in the water. It really truly is about goal setting, vision boards, touching, feeling, tasting what it is, understanding where you want to be, and diligently going after it each day and each week. Literally, I dream, I think, I talk, my family is so talked out. And I go to sleep sometimes and dream about it. Have any of you guys ever dreamt about where you want to be with this? It's a real emotion, feeling, and desire. And so I absolutely love this training, Samantha. My why has changed. When I first started, my why was just to connect again. I kind of unconnected with people. Always been successful, but just spent 8 years on the farm unconnecting with people. And now my why, it's evolved several times over the 4.5 years. My why is so much bigger than me now. It's like my first why was so far gone. My why is so much bigger. It's more purpose-filled, more fulfillment, more relationships. The longer I go with this, the more I desire people. And I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about 2020. I'm excited about this training, Samantha. Thank you. I'm excited about what we've got coming. Not really sure what that all is. We get to have leadership calls and discussions, and there's just so much. I'm so looking forward to 2020, a new decade. When I look at the last 10 years, And how much things have changed in 10 years, it is crazy. I'm about to do with my team an I am challenge. In the beginning of a new year, you know, you put out resolutions, you look at new things and where you want to be in the next year. Like Samantha said, the next 12 months. What is December 2020 going to look like for you?
And I want you guys to all write it down too, because I think that's the other big part of it. And I do, I'm guilty of it as well. I might say it or I don't write it down, and I don't wake up every day with an intention to meet those goals, you guys. So Colette, thank you for sharing that as well. I mean, I want to make sure we have enough time to have a couple of words from Jay too, because guys, this could change your whole lives. Like I know I speak a lot. It's, you have to just, even if you don't believe it right now, you are good enough. Forget about anything that happened in the past. Even if you don't, if you want to buy a brand new house, but you don't even have a dollar in your pocket, forget about all those underlying factors that are holding you back. Because if you do these things and you really manifest and take the time every day to read and over, you literally change your whole wave of your brain and you will manifest those things. You will do it. You do have it. You tell it, fake it till you make it, you guys. That's the funny phrase we said in New York. But I want to make sure I have enough time to talk about our special. So we also are running it from Christmas last week. So you guys, this is an amazing special. I'm about to order some product too, because look at all the free product you get for a dollar when you buy. So you get two boxes of either Prime or Aura. You can mix and match them when you get the 5,000, or you get one box for a dollar if you buy the 2,500. You guys, this, I mean, literally, you can't get more for less money with this. So make sure you take advantage. There is no CV or retail bonus, so just keep that in mind as well. But I just want to say a quick final thought before I turn over the mic to Jay, because really all of this, you guys, is about making a decision to complete the goal and getting into action. Because if you don't get into action and you just set the goal, then you're going to be a part of that 90% who didn't achieve them. So my hope for you really is God created us all to be a masterpiece on this earth and to have a vision for our lives and to really look into yourselves, take the time and really think about, why was I put on this earth? What are my special talents and how can I implement that and manifest it every day and make it happen? So I hope you guys enjoyed this training. Like I said, I could talk about this all day, but Jay, I want to give you a few minutes to make sure that you could say your words of peace as well.
You know what? I thought that was excellent. You know, here's the crazy thing. When I was a stockbroker, a lot of this, in I took a lot of what Samantha was saying to heart. When I decided, I'm like, you know what? This month, I am going to hit this level, and decided nothing is going to stop me. So I was going in early, I was working late, and I'm like, I'm going to hit it. And it wasn't like, I'm going to try. It's just, I decided I'm going to do this. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to do it. So once you let you get your mind in the mindset that here's what I'm going to achieve. I'm telling you, you can get your mind thinking that and just assume, not so much fake it till you make it, just decide you're going to do it.
Exactly.
And once you decide that, hey, nothing is going to stop me from doing this. And you know what? You know, I have so many things that we've been working on that they're going to start coming out. They're going to start coming out in the next few weeks, just more and more and more. And you're going to realize what you've got. But I'll tell you one thing, 2020 is going to be the start of a new decade. But I can tell you it's going to be a life changer for so many people around the world. So many people in this company. There has never been a better time. What we've got coming out is absolutely amazing. I can tell you, I'm so happy with where we're going. I'm so happy right now with where we are. Our products are incredible, but we haven't even scratched the surface. And when you see what we've got coming out as well, y'all get the products in people's body, tell them exactly how they're going to feel, exactly what it's going to do. And you're going to change a lot of lives. We're going to change a lot of lives together. We've got the best leaders in the industry. Just, they work together. They love each other. You know, it's like family. So there's some bickering, but you know what? I can tell you, I haven't heard any bickering lately. It's just, everyone is happy, but y'all, let's work together. Let's make a pact to do something and let's change a lot of lives together. Everyone be safe. I know, New Year's gets a little crazy. There's a thing called Uber, so don't be afraid to take an Uber. Don't overdrink and drive. You definitely don't want to do that, but because you definitely want to be around. You want to be around for your family, and you definitely want to also be around for what we've got coming, because it is going to be worth it. So anyway, with that, I just want to tell everybody, love you. God bless. Good night. Be safe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Amen to all of that, Jay. So guys, dig down, find it in your souls, discover what your core values are and your life's purpose is, and then commit to writing down your goals and practicing every day, sticking to those timelines you make for yourself, because you want to become more successful from the inside out. When you do this, you guys retrain your unconscious brain, which helps you work in sync with your physiology. So with that said, have a very happy New Year, everybody. Have a wonderful night. I'm so proud of you all, and let's crush our goals in 2020.